Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Is the power flowing in your life? You know that feeling when you get up one morning, get yourself ready, and you sit in the car. You're in a hurry to get somewhere. You turn that key and you just hear a click. And then all of a sudden, all the lights on your dashboard just go dim or they go off. And your car is not going anywhere. You think, oh boy, what is broken now? And why is nothing working? Sometimes there might still be a click, but many times it might even go off completely and nothing happens anymore. But what's happened is actually a very simple thing in most cases. It's a little film of lead oxide that gets on the battery poles of a car battery. And it is so thin that you can hardly even, see it. But that little bit of lead oxide goes between the poles of the battery and the car, and suddenly no more power flows. The power from the battery, it is there. There's plenty of power in the battery, but the connection is broken. And it doesn't go to the car anymore. And you know, in many ways, our walk with God is the same. It is rarely blatant sin that cuts us off from the power of God. It's usually just a little film of lead oxide that slowly leads that corrosion to happen on the poles. Often, it's not that you go out and do blatant sin, but it's busyness, when you get criticized by people and a little bit of bitterness starts to come up in your heart. Sometimes it comes from a claim. Everybody's so excited about you and about what's going on in your life. And you get so caught up in that suddenly your relationship with Christ takes a secondary role. Sometimes it's ambition, where we want to reach goals in our life, and we're so on fire for what we our passions and what we want to do that we put Christ on the back burner of our life. The love of money, the love of success, these things slowly creep into our lives, and suddenly one day we get in and we turn the key and we realize the power of the Holy Spirit has been cut off. We no longer have that deep relationship with God. You know, all you need to do is to get rid of that film that has happened in our life. We need to take the poles off and get rid of that lead oxide. And if you just take off that lead oxide, just clean it off and put that back on the pole of the battery, suddenly the power flows again. The Bible says in Psalm 66, 18 through 19, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has surely listened and heard the voice of my prayer. You see, if we go to God and get right with Him, then suddenly the power will flow again. Don't let yourself live without having the power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life every day. We need clean poles to that battery, as it were. If this has been a blessing to you today, please forward it to somebody. God bless you.